Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, February 26th, 5:30. Thank you guys for joining us for this half hour just for you up early with us. It is so good to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Do you have a nice weekend on your end? How are you doing on this Monday?
It was a nice weekend. It was a busy weekend. I was out at Silver State Schools Credit Union on Saturday and in the morning, and it was a great time. Thank you to everyone who came out. We had we were giving away cash and twice tickets, and it was just a lot of fun out there. And then Saturday night had the volleyball game, the Vegas Thrill game. They ended up losing, but it was so much fun. It was packed. So many people showed up. We had such a great time. And so, yeah, it was kind of busy. Yesterday, I was like, I don't want to do anything. We were going to go play pickleball, but my husband's not feeling too good. He's kind of got like the sickness that's running around. And I was a little worn out. And I'm like, let's just hang out. So we ended up binging a K-drama that I had already seen before. And I kept telling my husband, you're going to love this. You're going to love this. He's like, fine, I'll watch it. So he reluctantly watches episode one. He's like, fine, I'll watch one more episode. We watched the entire series yesterday.
It's a good day.
So it was a real good day. How was your weekend?
It was nice. I went to a car show on Saturday morning, and then I was out at the ranch with the horses, spent some time with a buddy downtown. We did dinner on Friday night. It was a real nice weekend. And we did get to that movie we talked about on Friday, Leave the World Behind, the Julia Roberts movie we were talking about. I watched that entire thing start to finish, and maybe we'll get into it because everyone was calling on Friday saying it's a fantastic movie, it's a great movie, but the ending is the one thing that people didn't like. So I watched the entire thing start to finish, and I have some thoughts on the ending of that movie.
Okay, awesome. Looking forward to hearing about it.
Okay, thank you. But yeah, it was a really, really nice weekend. And Sunday, Sunday's like my get ready for the weekday, and so just got caught up on some stuff on Sunday. And so, yeah. Ready to go. Be here with you today.
Yeah, we have a lot going on today. I mean, we've got prizes to give away. We've got your tickets to see Twice. A lot of people have been asking about that show. That's coming up next month, March 16th. You want to go. We've got your tickets coming up with the Mega Minute right around 7:30 this morning. And some really cool, we have a bunch of other really cool things to give away with the Heads Up this morning. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll grab you some lunch as you get your work day going. We're super excited about that. Well, then we got to talk about this Madonna thing, because this week we're going to have Madonna passes for you.
It's the Madonna triple play, and it starts tomorrow. So Tuesday and Wednesday, you want to listen for a Madonna song in the 7 o'clock hour, 11 o'clock hour, and 4 o'clock hour, and then call us the following morning in the 7 o'clock hour. Give us those three songs, the Madonna songs that we played throughout the day, and you're going to get tickets. Floor seats to go see Madonna this weekend.
Yeah, that show, that's going to be a huge one. And so it's two shows, right? She's coming for two nights.
Friday and Saturday night,
yeah,
yes.
So, but we've got your tickets coming up. So make sure that starting tomorrow, you're listening for those Madonna songs and you write them down. Put a note in your phone. Just keep track of them. And that is your key to getting those floor tickets to see Madonna in concert. She's I've been seeing really good reviews as far as like the show goes, with the exception of her falling off her chair that one time. But that was not her fault. That was her dancer's fault.
Yes. Yeah. And to me, Madonna is like just one of those concerts that's an experience you want to go see to be able to say, yeah, I saw Madonna once in concert. It's going to be an event this weekend.
I do remember when she was in that phase where she's like, I'm not singing any of my old hits. I hate them. This is not the case with the Celebration Tour. She's singing all the songs that you know and you love. So you're not going to be there like, oh, I've never heard this song in my entire life. Yeah. So we're looking forward to that. So keep it here. We are going to get things going this morning. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Gonna Make You Sweat by CNC Music Factory? Do you want to hear My Own Prison by Creed? Or do you want to hear Give Me More by Britney Spears? Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. More to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, do you ever spend money on toys for your kids, but then they end up playing with like the box that the toy came in? It happens all the time. The same goes for pets. We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in and Gonna Make You Sweat by CNC Music Factory is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. You pick them.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning. This is the pre-show. Thank you guys for listening early. It's so funny when you buy a kid a new toy or something and they're like into it for 2 minutes and then they gravitate towards something else that's not even a toy, like the box that came in. I remember as a kid, anytime we had some sort of delivery, like the refrigerator box or just something, but that was the toy. Forget the actual toys we had. Well, that's not just limited to kids. Apparently, dogs have that same issue, I guess.
Yes. And Steph's dog, was it your aunt's dog, Steph, that had this issue?
Yeah, my aunt just got a new puppy, brand new puppy Shih Tzu, and she's sending me videos, and she sends me this super adorable video that I have here in the system right here.
Is that your toy, Gizmo? You do like plastic bottles. Say hi to dear Stephanie. Say hi.
And he's just playing with the plastic water bottle. And in the background, it's all of his brand new toys. He has a cute little ball, a cute little stuffed animal. And out of everything, Gizmo wants to play with a plastic water bottle.
Why does that happen? Like, why do kids and dogs just not care about the actual toys? And why do we spend so much money on them knowing this?
Yeah, or should we start marketing some kind of water bottle toy for dogs? And then they would love the package that water bottle toy came in. Because for Jax, he has all kinds of toys. He loves to play with them. But if Laura takes one of her scrunchies off and like launches it because you can flick the thing, he goes nuts for those things. And he's playing with this, you know, 50-cent scrunchie like it's the best toy ever. When he's got really cool toys around him, he's all in on a scrunchie.
With my kids, they used to be obsessed with just my car keys, just the keys, the jingling, the jangling, the fob that controls the alarm. Just randomly I'd hear like, wah, wah. I'm like, what the? Oh, someone got my keys. But then we saw at Target, they have this toy. It's an actual toy that looks like car keys on a fob.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and it's bigger, it's plastic, but it has the buttons you could press and it will make like the and they love that thing. I was like, okay, Fisher Price, you finally figured it out. Make things that look like the things that they like to play with. And yeah, they're toys technically, but they don't look like toys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they're going to come out a line of boxes that you can buy for your kid's birthday.
I mean, just buy a box.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2011.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday. Welcome. Getting back to it. And yes, show number 2011 means it is time to get some facts from the year 2011. The movies to watch in 2011 were Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, The Help, Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol. The song, the top song of 2011 was this one. Found Love by Rihanna. That was the big song of 2011. People's sexiest man alive in 2011 was Bradley Cooper. That was his year. 2011 was also the year of Charlie Sheen's meltdown. Do you remember when he just had like this bizarre set of rants and behavior? He was fired from Two and a Half Men, then replaced by Ashton Kutcher, and then the phrases like tiger blood and winning and all that.
Yeah. Oh,
that
absolutely.
That was 2011 when
the
all that
thing
happened.
I'm addicted to right now is winning.
I'm by winning.
Winning.
To come join the winners.
I win here and I win there. I'm going to win.
That came out of left field, that whole thing. Yeah. I didn't know he had all those issues going on. And
yeah,
that thing took
that
over 2011.
That was an interesting time. Also in 2011, an estimated 2 billion people tuned in to watch the televised wedding of Prince William to Kate Middleton. That was the year that happened. In 2011, after 25 years, countless nuggets of wit and wisdom and tens of millions of dollars worth of Oprah's favorite things giveaways, Oprah Winfrey said goodbye. The end of the Oprah Winfrey show happened in 2011.
I don't remember. Do you remember her last show?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I didn't really watch it that often. I would see like the highlights, like the you get a car and Tom Cruise jumping on a couch and stuff like that. But I wasn't like an avid Oprah viewer.
My mom was a huge Oprah viewer. So my memories of Oprah is coming home from school and General Hospital would be coming to an end and Oprah would be starting. So that was always like my after school show was Oprah was on in the background. My mom loved watching Oprah back in the day.
Yeah, that she was absolutely huge. And obviously that didn't mean she was done. She's got a lot that she still has going on. But that was when the Oprah Winfrey show came to an end. Also in 2011, that was when Beyonce broke the news during August's MTV Video Music Awards that she and Jay-Z were expecting a child. It didn't just like dominate the headlines. It broke records. It had like when she was performing Love on Top at the MTV Video Music Awards, she dropped her microphone and then she like opened her jacket and she showed the baby bump and she started like rubbing it.
Mm-hmm.
It broke Twitter records at the time with 8,688 tweets per second devoted to the baby news. That set a new Twitter record.
And then wasn't there some conspiracy theory that she wasn't pregnant because there were people taking stills the way she would bend in something and her stomach would bend awkwardly? Like, she's not pregnant. Someone else is carrying the baby. I'm like, I think she's pregnant. I think she's having the baby.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
It was
a whole thing of people like a conspiracy theory that she's not actually pregnant. She's just wearing something to look like she's pregnant and someone else is carrying the child.
Yeah, even if that were the case, like, it's like, why do people care so much?
I remember being a thing.
Why
I know.
Are people like that? So that happened in 2011. And then some of the stars that we lost in 2011, Amy Winehouse, Elizabeth Taylor, Steve Jobs, and I know someone you were a fan of, Randy Savage.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Heart attack while driving. That was such a sad moment.
Yeah. 2011. Kind of like it feels like it was a very much a transitional year. It'll be interesting to see what we get to next year with 2012 or tomorrow with 2012.
Yeah, absolutely. Now on today's show, it's Monday. So we got Beat Mercedes on this Minden Monday. Your chance to win a $4,000 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. If you can identify a song faster than Mercedes, and that takes place at 7 a.m. And up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Well, Travis Kelce has some fun in Las Vegas. We'll talk about that and more coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topic. topic trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
All right, this morning we have Olivia Rodrigo trending. She kicked off her Guts World Tour on Friday in Palm Desert, California. I know so many people who drove out for that concert. Everything I've been hearing has been really good so far. 22 song set list, including songs from Guts, as well as songs from her debut album, Sour. She also let the crowd know that she celebrated her 21st birthday this past week. And how did she celebrate it? She did that by buying beer and cigarettes. She said, I went to the gas station the other day. I bought a pack of cigarettes and a six pack of beer. I promise I didn't consume it, but I bought it because I bleeping could. That's it. She just wanted the experience of doing it.
It's just the thrill of it. And hopefully she got carded when she walked up. If not, you're like, don't you want to card me? Card me.
Like, why are you not carding me? She also said, anyway, all this is to say that I think growing up isn't so scary after all. And life just gets kind of better at the end. I'm still so bummed that that tour is not coming to Vegas.
It's in the States, and then doesn't she leave the country?
She goes overseas.
Then she comes back with more dates in the States. Maybe when she comes back, she would add more stops, and maybe it will be one of those stops.
I hope so. I haven't heard anything. I was kind of crossing my fingers, like maybe that would be a Life is Beautiful surprise headliner, but I literally looked at the dates, and I was like, well, depending on when Life is Beautiful is, I don't know if that's going to work, but we'll see. So that is trending this morning. Also trending this morning is Travis Kelce. So the Kansas City Chiefs tight end was living it up here in Las Vegas over the weekend. He was spotted partying with his Super Bowl champion teammates, including Patrick Mahomes, over the weekend. This, after returning from Sydney, Australia, where he visited his girlfriend Taylor Swift for the Eras Tour. He hung out in the DJ booth at XS Nightclub over at Wynn alongside Marshmello. Not only sang to We Are the Champions by Queen, but also Love Story by Taylor Swift.
He loves to sing.
Yes, he was a big fan. And then also from the not so always reliable British tabloids, Taylor, they say, has banned Travis from visiting strip clubs. After she saw him wearing a t-shirt from the Crazy Horse 3 here in Vegas after a game against the Raiders earlier this year.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, so this is what they're reporting. They say she also wants him to FaceTime her instead of texting when they're apart because she secretly wants to see where he is and who he's with. These British tabloids, they're just trying to start stuff, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely, because if that's the case, it reminds me of when J-Lo and Ben Affleck first started dating because he went through this transformation, dressing differently, doing his hair differently, acting differently, and that didn't work the first time around. And now when they got back together, when it seems like he's his genuine self, things are working. So hopefully she's not trying to change him too much.
Well, just speaking of dressing differently, they're also reporting that she supposedly gave him $500,000 to step up his wardrobe. They're saying that she loves that he likes to take chances with his style choices, but some of his outfits have been suspect.
But that's what makes him Travis.
Yeah, I like his taste. Uh-huh. It's fun. It's eclectic. And I really hope this is not true. They're saying she's not trying to change him. She's just trying to help him evolve to meet his new level of fame. So, yeah, like I said, not so reliable British.
Funny to talk about. Yeah, I hope
that.
It's not true, though. Yeah.
Yeah. And then finally this morning, AT&T is trending. So they're apologizing after they had a major network outage last week. The mobile network has announced their plan to help make it right. They said they're going to be reaching out to potentially impacted customers and automatically applying a credit to their accounts. I'm AT&T. I heard this. I'm like, nice. What do we get? The credit's for $5. They say that's the average cost of a full day of service. They said the $5 credit's going to be added to affected customers' AT&T wireless accounts and should be applied within two bill cycles. So you might have to wait for 2 months before you get your $5.
Ooh. Were you affected by it at all last week?
I didn't notice any it being affected, but I got a text yesterday from AT&T. It says, it's AT&T. We apologize for Thursday's outage, which may have impacted your ability to connect with others. We value you as a customer and commit to doing better. And I wrote back, thanks.
Any response on
no
that?
Thanks. Response.
Coming up, we do have Heads Up. And when you win, you'll get a $50 gift card to No Pants Las Vegas and then qualify for this huge grand prize, which is going to get you inside to go see Absinthe. It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get our contestant. It is Cindy. Cindy, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes, I'm so ready to play.
All right, let's do this. We want to get you this $50 gift card for the elevated dining experience at Spiegel World called No Pants. Let's get you a category. Which one do you want to go with? Protein shake, gotta catch 'em all, no brainer day, strawberry cheesecake, or lab coat?
Let's try strawberry cheesecake.
Strawberry cheesecake it is. National Strawberry Day is tomorrow. So these are all foods that start with the letter S, okay?
Okay.
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 Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'd like to pick Mercedes, please.
Okay.
All right, Cindy, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct and you win, and you start now.
A Caesar, one of these.
Salad.
Yes. This is like raw fish on rice.
Sushi.
Yes. This is maybe like a bratwurst is a type of what?
Sausage.
Yes. This is not a baked one, but you could get this orange one. Their fries are made out of this. Potato.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, you said potato.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a fish that comes in a can and you use a key to open them.
Salmon? Sardine.
Yes. Sardine. This is also like a type of seafood that they're round and they're...
Salad?
Yes. This is like really raw sushi. It's really...
Sashimi.
Yes.
Nice.
As opposed to just kind of raw, but it's
just
really
extra raw. Yeah.
She knew exactly what I was talking about. Cindy, congratulations.
Yay!
Cindy.
This is so exciting.
We're excited for you. You got that $50 gift card to No Pants Las Vegas, and then you're qualified for that gazillionaire package to go check out Absinthe. Now, coming up here in less than 30 minutes, 7 a.m., it's Beat Mercedes, and your chance to win that $4,000 diamond pendant from Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Relationships with your neighbors can be very tricky, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're living by these people. You really think about it. Like, there's strangers all around you, but you're all choosing to live in the same area. And so you want to keep things as happy and as nice as possible, but there's going to be conflicts. It happens all the time. And I feel like there's a potential conflict on the horizon with me, but yet at the same time, part of me is like, just don't say anything. Just don't say anything. What is everyone's take on neighbors that have barking dogs? Now, all dogs bark. I get it. I had dogs. My dogs would bark too. But we have some neighbors that I really like. I don't know them. We don't hang out or anything, but I know them. And they're very nice people. And I've noticed as the weather is getting nicer, their dogs are outside more often. And they have one in particular that barks a lot. And it's a big dog. I'm not sure about the exact breed, but I've seen them walking it before. So I know he's big.
Mm-hmm.
And he, all day long, just like that really throaty, deep bark all day long. And it's starting to really grind on me. At first, I'd be like, they're just probably letting him out for a little while, getting some fresh air. You've had dogs. Be sympathetic to that. And I am. But this dog, now that it's nicer, is barking all afternoon, like all weekend long. At one point, I was like, I'm going to go lay down. I'm tired. I'll take a nap. And I couldn't, because all I heard was all afternoon. And I don't know what to do. I don't want to be confrontational about it. But at the same time, I'm trying to be sympathetic to the situation of the dog. The dog needs to be outside, but it's just, and then he's getting in a barking match with another
It's triggering neighbor. Other dogs, yeah.
And this is a yappy one. It's a lot.
Back and
it's
forth.
A lot. What do you do in that situation? 702-364-9400. Are you the person that owns the barking dog? Well, how would you want to be approached? My husband's like, I'm ready to go down there and say something. And I'm like, no, don't. I don't want to make things awkward with us because they're nice. I like them.
How do you handle that situation? 702-364-9400. Because I think you're striking a chord with a lot of people. And what is the proper way to do it? Because in my mind, I also think of dog safety. Because we have the same situation with a yappy dog. I don't know these people because there's a road that runs behind my house. And then there's another neighborhood. And it's in the other neighborhood on the opposite side of the road. And I hear it all the time. And my concern is, why is that dog outside 24/7?
Mm-hmm.
Does it have a doggy door where it's going out on its own and just likes to be outside? But the fact that you're hearing that 24/7 concerns me that this dog is never inside. They're always outside. It's going to start getting a lot warmer outside with the heat coming. Can you do wellness checks with animal control? Can you call them and say, hey, there's a dog in my neighborhood that's outside 24/7. Can you go check on it? Can you call someone about it?
I don't know about barking. We've done that before with someone that left their dog out in the heat of the summer, mm-hmm. and the dog was thirsty, and went to go give it water.
To give him water, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you climb over the fence or something?
No, well, kind of. Like, the gate was semi-open, so we kind of snuck in there.
Yeah.
So we called on that, but I don't know if you can just call based on the barking. We're getting a bunch of text here. This one says dogs bark, but people should not allow it all day. A few minutes at the most, and then they should be brought inside. Doug has a comment. Hey, Doug, what do you think?
I think you should buy Anderson Windows from Renewal by Anderson. There's proof.
Buy soundproof windows from Renewal by Anderson.
Hey,
hey,
those
do
windows.
Do you work there, Doug?
I do, yeah. I'm a sales rep. I've been here for 5 years.
Hey, hang on the line. Seriously, want to get your number.
Yeah, Doug, I think you just made a lot of sales right there. Tell them Doug sent you.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I didn't realize the Mega Millions jackpot had gotten so high. It's now over $560 million.
Let's go.
Yeah, nobody won Friday's drawing, so the grand prize rolls over to tomorrow's drawing, where it'll be worth an estimated $563 million. That makes it the eighth biggest jackpot in Mega Millions history. Meanwhile, there's been no winner in the Powerball lottery for quite a while, so that jackpot is going to be up to $391 million for tonight's drawing. So maybe time to make a little road trip to California or Arizona and grab yourself some Powerball and Mega Millions tickets.
It could be a life-changing move for you. But I do find it funny that now it's at $500 million. Okay, now I'll do
yeah.
the drive. $10
million was nothing.
No.
I just think about if you won the lottery, who would you tell? Would you let people know that you won it, or would you just tell your close circle? Would you tell anyone that you won?
I'd be very low key about it. I would. And I think my thought process has changed throughout the years, and it definitely would reach out to an attorney, financial advisors. But I said this before, I wouldn't tell Laura right away. I would do some kind of fun reveal where I would go on some big weekend getaway, super expensive, and fly out first class and stay in a suite and get to the point where the weekend where she says, how are we affording all this? And that's when I'd say, well, we just won the lottery this past week. And that's how I would do my big reveal to her. But I probably would keep it low key to everyone else.
I don't know how your wife is, and she probably would love that. If that was me, I would be so angry with you.
Tell me that.
Why would you keep that a secret from me and tell me on this vacation? I would want to know immediately. I feel like it's my right to know as your spouse immediately when it happens.
I'm doing the reveal in a fun way. I'm not going to
be months.
But it's
not fun when you've been kept in the dark about something. Secrets are not fun.
It's not a secret. It'd be a secret if I kept it for months. I'm saying I win the lottery tomorrow. That's Tuesday. I'm doing this event this weekend, this Friday, Saturday. But
that's still 3 days. I don't know. That's just me. Maybe she would. You know her better than I do. So she would probably love it.
But I'm also banking on that line of how can we afford? I'm waiting for her to ask that question. What if she's just oh, this is really cool. That's nice that you're paying for this stuff.
So,
this is a lot of fun. Awesome.
Gotta get back. I got a Zoom call now. So, hey, speaking of money stuff. Okay, so we do have a financial advisor, and he just helps us with investments and stuff that we do and whatever. And I get this email from him the other day, and it's an email that he sends out to all his clients, and he's like, hey, just want to let everyone know that you may have been contacted regarding unclaimed property in regards to like 401s, tax refunds, other types of financial assets. He's like, be careful about those links. This is the link for Nevada if you have unclaimed funds at all. And he gives this link. So I go on it just out of curiosity. I'm like, maybe I have some unclaimed funds here. I did. My name was on there. I had unclaimed funds from a satellite radio like situation. Uh-huh. I had where I changed cars and then I had a credit and then they lost touch. So I filled out the little thing, and just the other day I got a check for that amount of money. It was crazy.
You should share the link on like our Instagram or something so people can see
it. Yeah, I can post it
and
for sure.
See if any unclaimed funds. We go into it thinking you had like some property or something. There were something.
I don't know. I honestly didn't think I would have anything. Here, I'm going to look you up.
That's neat that you have that.
And it's a public website. It's just you want to make sure you don't get scammed by the ones that are not legitimate.
Yeah, this
so
is good.
I will definitely post on Instagram the real one. Let's see. Okay, your middle. I know your middle name. I don't. There's a lot of people with your name, but I don't see any.
Can I claim them all then?
You could. You could certainly. You do.
I do.
Oh my gosh! You're on here. And you're with your wife.
Really? Unclaimed funds?
I swear to God, you're on here.
How much money?
I don't know. Let me see here. It's from an insurance company.
Really?
I swear. I swear.
Tell me the dollar amount.
It's not showing me.
Oh.
You have to fill out all your information, but you and your wife are on here.
Really?
I swear to God.
Do you
want to
see the insurance company name?
Allstate?
Yeah, Allstate. That's yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
You have unclaimed funds.
She's like hitting the line. I'm not going to tell her. I'm going to take her out this weekend.
It's like $8.
How are we able to afford this?
That's
this meal?
Crazy.
I love that.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy for you. I hope that you get this money.
Thank you so much.
I mean, I got it in less than a week, so you might as well sign up for it.
Send me the link. Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Oh, wow. What is this?
There's your hot three.
Heck yeah. I'm excited now. Well, here we go. Speaking of winning and getting some stuff, it's time for Beat Mercedes and your chance to win a $4,000 diamond pendant from Michael Emendon Diamond Jewelers if you can identify a song faster than Mercedes.
All right. I can't believe we're up to $4,000 diamond pendant. That's going to be a beautiful diamond pendant, you guys. And I have a feeling this is the week. This is when it's going to go. And I couldn't be happier about it. If you have any sort of musical knowledge and you think you can guess this song faster than I can, give us a call right now. Caller 20. You get to try your hand at Beat Mercedes. Guess it faster than I do. And that $4,000 diamond pendant from Michael Emendon Diamond Jewelers is yours. Caller 20 is in. 702-364-9400.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Beat Mercedes. Ryan, good morning.
Morning.
How you feeling this morning?
Oh, I'm feeling okay.
No, you're feeling great, because you're about to win a $4,000 diamond pendant from Michael Emendon Diamond Jewelers.
Oh, nervous.
We're sending the good vibes out. I'm going to leave the room. You got this. I am rooting for you. I'm not going to hand it to you, but I am rooting for you, okay?
All right,
have fun, guys.
Now Mercedes is stepping out. We're turning her microphone off. I'll bring in Steph here. So here's how the game works, Ryan. We're going to start a song, and as soon as you know that song, you just shout out, got it. We immediately stop the clock, and you have 5 seconds to correctly identify it by artist and title. Now, if the song goes 20 seconds, we stop it automatically, and you got to give us something, okay?
Understood.
All right, let me stop this. The next sound you hear will be the contest, will be the song. It reset on the clock, and the game starts now. Okay. What do you got there, Ryan? We need artist and title of that song.
It's a Safety Dance Without Hats.
Safety Dance who?
The Safety Dance Men Without Hats.
You are correct. You are correct, Ryan. Oh, my gosh. That was fast. 3.6 seconds.
Oh, my God.
3.6 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to bring Mercedes
Ryan, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second, buddy. Okay, edit. Hold on. Put him on hold. Okay. Steph is going to get Mercedes. Okay. Here we go. Mercedes is in the studio. She's putting her headphones on. If Mercedes, you ready?
Yeah, sorry. I wasn't expecting to be called in so quickly. That was very fast. I'm kind of
You know, we want to be quicker. We want to be quicker with the game. We don't want to take our time with
boy.
Things.
Hey. Okay. I'm ready.
You ready?
Yes.
Mercedes, let me reset on the clock. Your song starts now.
Got it.
Go ahead.
Safety Dance Men Without Hats.
So, Mercedes, here's the deal. You got it correct. You identified the song in 4.6 seconds.
Okay.
Ryan identified the song in 3.6
no! seconds. No! Yes! Yes! Ryan, you just beat me! Ryan!
Woo! Man!
You got it! A $4,000 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers!
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. My wife is going to love this.
Oh,
Ryan, this is
gosh.
Huge.
What was I at? What was he at?
He was 3.6 seconds.
Okay.
You were 4.6 seconds.
Oh,
1 second.
Oh, my gosh.
A 1 second difference.
1 second. Ryan, congratulations.
Ryan, I was flustered when you got that fast. Mercedes is walking in the studio. I'm like, oh, my gosh. He might have a chance here.
I was like, why are they calling me in already? That was too fast. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I am so happy for you, Ryan. This is going to be a I mean, Michael E. Minden, his jewelry is just amazing. I can't believe you got this. A $4,000 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, I'm speechless. I'm sad I lost, but I'm happy for him.
Is this the first winner in a year? Over a
it's
year.
It's been a long time. It's been a real long time.
We reset it and started back at $100 next week. It's Mix 94.1.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning. Faster. Mix 94.1.
What a morning it's been. We just had someone beat Mercedes on Beat Mercedes, and they won a $4,000 diamond pendant.
I mean, oh my gosh. I'm so happy for him. That's so cool.
That was huge. Now, coming up in 5 minutes, we do have the Mega Minute, and when you win that, you're going to get tickets to go see Twice.
Okay, so it's something that you've been talking about, Steph, for a while. Now, you've got like a bunch of weddings this year. All your friends are in their wedding era and they're all getting married. And there's a little bit of drama with one of them. What's going on?
Yeah, so one of the brides was venting to me this past weekend, and the bride's family member is very upset with the bride because she has a wedding that is a no kid policy. No kids are invited to this wedding. And the family member confronts the bride saying, I want my kids at the wedding. I'm family. I should be an exception. And the bride is upset, saying like, I'm standing my ground. No kids. I don't care if they're my godkids, my goddaughter, my godson. No kids are invited to this wedding. And that's the drama that's going back and forth between her and a family member right now.
What do you guys think about childless weddings? No kids allowed. And have you been in that situation where, A, you're the one that says no kids allowed, and people have come at you like, hey, what about an exception for my kids? Or maybe you're the one with the kids and you're like, this is the only way I can go if I bring them. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. That's a touchy subject. I was in your friend's spot. I had the same thing. My cousins, they were like, either we can bring our kids or we're not coming. And I was like, okay. And they didn't come.
You held your ground.
Yeah. I mean, what was I supposed to do? Jordan, good morning. What do you think?
I don't know. I have three kids and they're all amazingly well behaved. If I'm already buying outfits to go to a wedding, probably maybe taking a day off, potentially traveling for it, I most certainly am not going to find a babysitter as well.
Do you, I mean, does it bother you at all if someone says, look, it's nothing against them, we just don't want to have kids no matter how well behaved they are? I mean, is that something that you could understand from the bride's perspective?
I mean, I definitely could understand it. I know that not everybody's kids are as well behaved, and some people just aren't a fan of kids in general. We just wouldn't be going. I mean, I would wish them all the best. I might still send a gift, of course, but I wouldn't be, I mean, I can't afford probably a babysitter on top of everything else. And even if I can, I don't know. I think it would really depend on the person, who they were to me.
I love hearing your perspective on this. Three kids, that's also three extra heads. And I know maybe a kid's meal is smaller, but there's a cost per person too. But Jordan, thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to William. William, what do you think?
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
I honestly think I'm a wedding officiant in Vegas, and I think during the ceremony, no kids. But during the party after, yeah, you can bring kids.
Okay, so do you, being that you're a wedding officiant, how many weddings have you seen? Or are there any that stand out where the ceremony was, I don't want to say ruined by a kid, but maybe interrupted by a child?
If there's a child in the audience, nearly all of them.
Really? What are they doing?
I've seen a lot of parents will allow their kids to run up and down the aisle. I've had the ceremony interrupted with loud cries, even tantrums. Oh. Not the mother-in-law.
I like how you threw that in because I was thinking the same thing. That's interesting. Gigi, good morning. What do you think?
No, I do not think kids should be at weddings simply because the parents. No.
Oh, you cut out. One more time, Gigi, you cut out.
I'm sorry. No, I do not believe that they belong there because parents do not watch them.
Why don't parents watch their kids is my question. Why don't they?
I don't know. Why they run wild? I was a kidless wedding as well. No kids allowed. And it's so funny. Talk about the exception to the rule. You would have been the only exception to the rule because you were such an important person in my life. And if you would have said, and you only had Sophie at the time, if you would have said, we can't find a suitor for Sophie, I'm like, bring her. But no one else in the wedding, if anyone else would have said we'd bring our kids, would have said tough luck. But in my mind, there always is that one exception, and you would have been the exception.
Well,
to that
thank
rule.
You. I wouldn't have never put you in that position where I had to tell you that. I would, and we made sure we had a babysitter. Uh-huh. You know what? And if not, I just wouldn't have gone. No, just kidding.
Where is she?
I'm glad I went. It was a great time.
She could have brought Sophie.
Great wedding.
Hey, let's do this right now. It is time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute.
This is your chance to win tickets to see Twice. They're going to be at Allegiant Stadium on March 16th. It is Twice, the fifth world tour, ready to be once again. And if you want to go, you just have to conquer the Mega Minute. What is it? 1 minute, and it's 10 questions. And if you are able to answer all 10 questions correctly, you will win these tickets. Caller 20 right now. You get to try your hand at the Mega Minute, 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, good morning, Krista. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We are great also. It's been a good morning on the show. We had a winner with Beat Mercedes, and I just feel like we're going to have a winner with the Mega Minute. So are you ready to do this? Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Krista, you have 60 seconds on the clock to answer 10 questions correctly. And if you do, you get those tickets to go see Twice. Now, if you pass on a question or get one wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
What day happens every 4 years on February 29th?
Leap day.
Yes. In 2007, Steve Jobs and Apple released the first smartphone known as what?
Pass.
Which country's flag has an eagle and a snake on it?
Mexico.
Yes. Miranda Cosgrove starred in what TV show about her friends and her creating an internet web show?
Pass.
Steven Tyler is the lead singer of which rock band?
Rolling Stones.
No. What is the place called Aerosmith. Yes, Aerosmith, correct. What is the place called where scientists usually work?
Laboratory.
Yes. Oklahoma City Thunder is a team that plays what sport?
Baseball.
Incorrect. Jafar is the villain in which Disney movie?
Aladdin.
Yes. Nashville is the capital of what U.S. state?
Tennessee.
Yes. What food business slogan is Eat Fresh?
HelloFresh. No, Subway.
Yes. No. We had to pass on a couple in 2007. Steve Jobs and Apple released their first smartphone, also known as the iPhone. That was the iPhone. Miranda Cosgrove starred in what TV show about her and her friends creating an internet web show? That's iCarly. And then you went back, you corrected yourself on Aerosmith, and then the Oklahoma City Thunder is a team that plays basketball. Krista, I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for trying. That means right now, your tickets to see Twice. Caller 20 gets to see them at Allegiant Stadium on March 16th. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. You had an assignment over the weekend that we gave to you, and that assignment was to watch the movie Leave the World Behind. We were talking about that big AT&T outage, and I made the comment, like, it's like Leave the World Behind, where everything went down and everything was in shambles and chaos. And so did you watch the entire movie this weekend?
Start to finish. Didn't skip any of it. Didn't fast forward. Didn't leave.
Goodness.
I went all in on this movie, and you were right. It was good.
Okay, so, but the common consensus amongst myself with our listeners was great movie, horrible ending. Ending was absolute trash. What did you think?
I don't think it was absolute trash. I think they could have done better with the ending. There was one little thing that was missing that I wanted so bad. You kind of saw where it was going and leading up to, I don't want to spoil the movie. I haven't seen it because it's a really good movie. And the one person does what they do. And it just kind of, you know, just ends. You're like, okay, I see where it's going. But I even watched the credits of this movie because I thought there'd be a bonus scene at the end. I was expecting to see some kind of bonus scene, maybe 5 years in the future. What would happens in 5 years in the future?
And there was no bonus.
There was no bonus.
Because I did the same thing.
I'm like, there's got to be a bonus scene. Again, I don't give any spoilers, but if you saw the movie, I just wanted to see where people were 5 years from now. I didn't think they had to give us a 15-second or 20-second clip just to kind of see where things are in the future.
Yeah, no spoilers, but we will play this audio if you've seen the movie, you know. That's all. That's all you need. I was just like... Are you kidding me? Are we really going to do this? The movie is over? Like, oh, I was just so disappointed in it. But great movie, right? Great,
fantastic movie. And I knew kind of the basis and the plot because we talked about it on Friday. But Laura went in cold. I'm like, it's an apocalypse movie. And she was freaked out with some of the scenes, not knowing where the movie was going, mm-hmm. with some stuff that was happening. So she wasn't able to sleep at night. She was a little freaked out by some of the stuff.
Did you get your emergency reparations kit ready to go just in case?
Well, here's the thing. It's talking about the end of the world, the apocalypse, and everyone says you gotta have a satellite phone. Get your sats. In this movie, sats were no good.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything
yeah.
for you.
I'm like, everyone preaches about get a satellite phone. That's the one thing when the apocalypse happens. Not in this movie. And like you said, President Obama and Michelle Obama were behind this movie.
Mm-hmm.
What do they know that we don't know?
I know. This is all the things that I have thought about. I'm glad you finally watched it, though.
Yeah, it was a great movie. Leave the World Behind.
And leave that ending behind, too.
Here we go. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. So let's talk about the Supreme Court. They're about to set precedent when it comes to social media. The High Court's going to hear two cases about state laws that were passed. They're going to hear arguments today in both cases on whether states have the right to dictate what posts should be taken down and which, including hate speech and misleading political information, gets to stay up. The companies say that the laws limiting how they operate violate their First Amendment right to free speech.
Free speech, yeah.
But, they're comparing themselves to newspapers who can't be told which information to publish. So supporters of the new laws compare the companies to phone operators, since they're transmitting content created by others, not themselves. So people are saying, hey, this violates my free speech. And others are saying, hey, this is our platform. We can allow whatever we want on it.
It's a private business that owns it.
Yeah. To do. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting what they rule on that today.
And then if it does pass and become law, whose job would that be? I guess the one that would work for Instagram or Twitter or whatever to sit there and go through and decide what's considered extreme and not extreme to have it taken down.
Yeah. And I mean, that's all going to depend on your personal decision.
It's a good point,
so
yeah.
it's getting kind of tricky here. We'll keep you posted on that. You know, Martha Stewart doesn't wear underwear.
Good for her.
But listen to the reason why. And I love this. I love this. Instead, she wears bathing suits in case she wants to go swimming.
Because you never know when you decide to jump in the pool.
I don't know why. I just thought this was absolutely brilliant. She says, I don't wear any of the structured stuff. No tight lace, no Skims for Martha. She says, I do like Skims, but she doesn't wear those. She only wears Aerie bathing suits, the brand Aerie. She only wears that brand of bathing suits under her clothes because she never knows when she wants to go swimming.
Okay, I can see where she's coming because in the summertime, I go swimming in my underwear. I'll be working out. I have shorts on and get hot and just take my shorts off and they're like.
But they get soggy.
That's the thing though. It's a big difference. Yeah, you jump in. It's like, ugh. It's fine when you're in the water, but when you get out of the water, they're not designed for that.
No.
So they get a little soggy and take forever to dry as well.
I'm at a crossroads. Do I want to admit something on the air knowing I can never take it back? Or do I just want to move on?
You can start. You would technically have 12 seconds to reverse your decision with the delay button,
okay.
With the dump button. So you can start it.
Give me your opinion immediately after I say it and then say, I dump that, or say, okay, that's all right.
Okay. I'll start the camera with 12 seconds. Go.
When I was a kid and I was swimming and I wore my bathing suit, I would go to the bathroom, but I wouldn't pull down my bathing suit because I just thought it's just a bathing suit. It'll go right through.
Oh, you still have some time. I think that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. Yep, too late now.
Of course, you know, number one. But I like
the thought of number two didn't even come in my mind, just so you know. Wait, do people, because I don't do that. I go to the bathroom in the pool all the time.
I see, I wouldn't do that because I just didn't want to be swimming in that. So when it was time to go to the bathroom, I'd run inside and I'd sit on the toilet and then I wouldn't bother taking.
Oh, wait, time out. Okay, I got confused.
Oh, now you're telling me to take it back. Huh? Oh,
I thought you meant you were in the pool.
No.
And had to go number one in the pool, and you would just keep your suit on and just go number one. It would float out, which I think a lot of people do. You're saying you get out of the pool, go to the restroom, and pee in your bathing suit, and then go back in the pool.
Then go back in the pool. Is that disgusting?
If you're going right back in the pool.
It kind of defeats a purpose, but I felt like it was at least minimizing the damage.
Was any liquid getting into the toilet or everything?
It went right through.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything went right through. Yeah.
Okay, now I understand why you're clarifying number one and number two.
Yeah.
Anyone ever do that as well? Like Mercedes?
No, nobody ever did that, JC. I guarantee. Karen, good morning. How are you? Karen.
Karen's disgusted by your comments.
Hi, what do you think? We're talking about Martha Stewart and how she doesn't wear underwear, only bathing suits.
Absolutely surprised that Miss Martha Stewart is going to do something so disgusting. I might be a germaphobe, but listen, you're in your underwear, swimsuit all day long. Need I explain, sweats, all the things that go on in your most intimate pieces, and you're going to go get, even if it's the most luxurious spot, into the water.
Now that you put it that way.
Bring a swimsuit in your clutch.
Oh, yeah. Depending on how tiny your clutch is, though.
How often does she encounter this where all of a sudden she wants to jump in a lake or a river and go swimming?
I think she just means at home because she has her beautiful Martha Stewart pool.
That's true.
Pool.
It's Martha Stewart.
Oh, okay. That was your hot three.
That was a hot one right there. Oh, my gosh. It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning.
That is
the Grammy performance of Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs doing Fast Car. It's Mix 94.1. Hey, if you want to see Madonna when she comes to town, make sure you are listening tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, it's the Madonna Triple Play, where you're going to listen for three songs from Madonna. Once during our show, once during J-Lo's show, and once during Heather's show. The next morning, we're going to ask you for those three songs. And if you can name all three of them, you have a chance to win tickets, not just to see Madonna, but to be on the floor seeing Madonna. That will be quite the view, I'm sure.
We were looking up at these seats where they are on Friday when we were talking about this giveaway, and you're going to have an incredible time. These seats are unbelievable.
They're very expensive.
They are. It's like $1,000 or something like that. Yeah, it's
okay.
Nuts.
So is there anything that you've always wanted to do, but you never have? And you always said one day, one day, one day. I told you 2024 is going to be my year of yes, where I'm going to say yes to more things and do more things instead of just staying in my safety net and where I'm happy and safe. Mm-hmm. And so one of those things I've always wanted to do, and maybe you haven't seen it, but Steph, I'm sure you've seen it, like on TikTok, where that you go to someone and they do your colors, like they put the swatches of fabric in front of you and do your colors.
And it shows you like what your colored skin tone matches best with what colored like top, right?
Like what your season is.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
called getting season. And they tell you what season you are, and based on your skin tone and like your eye color, what colors you should be wearing to really just put your best self forward that look the best on you. And so I got seasoned on Friday.
I'll tell you this. Laura saw you were posting about it on Friday at some point. Laura saw you posting about it, and we're driving back from dinner, and she goes, I'm so jealous of Mercedes. I wanted to do that too.
She's got
to
do it.
She's like, where is she doing it? And at that point, I didn't see any of your posts. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh my
God. She's telling the color matching and everything. And then I saw some of your Facebook stories or something over the weekend that you were doing it. But Laura saw you doing it and she's like, I want to do that so bad as well.
I was going to say every woman should have it done, but I think every man should have it done too. Like, seriously, to find out what the best colors are for you. So I went in and her name is Anushka. She's amazing. And she would put like these swatches of fabric in front of me. And she'd say like, okay, look at you in this color. And then she put another color and put it down. And my face would literally change.
No kidding.
Like she'd put an orange on me and I looked like just kind of pale and my dark circles really stuck out. And then she'd put like a fuchsia and it was like, boom, I got brighter. My lips looked nice and pink and like I had color in my cheeks. And then she'd do it, the orange again, and then my face would get really
stuck. Do you go in makeupless when you do it?
I couldn't wear any makeup. Yeah, she wanted to get my natural skin tone. So we found out I am a true winter. I'm supposed to wear like jewel tones. Those are the best colors for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I found out. I've always wanted to try that. And I never ever did, but I finally said I'm going to do it. And it was amazing. It was absolutely incredible. Is there something that you've always wanted to try, but you never got the guts to do it, or you've been thinking about it? It's still on the table. Chris says there's something he's always wanted to try. What is it for you?
I've always wanted to try radio broadcasting.
You got a great voice, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, you
I was
really
going
to
say, you've never tried it with that voice? Are you serious? What's made you want to give it a shot, Chris?
I've always been interested in music, pop culture, you know, just current events, what's going on. And I enjoy talking to people, so I thought it might be a good fit.
Okay, Chris. Well, you know, you called the right people.
We know some people.
Do you want to come in and try it sometime?
That would be amazing.
Yeah, you can come in and sit in on the show and give it a try and see what you think. I mean, it's I think you already sound like you'd be great at it. You sound like you have a good personality. I think it'd be fun.
It would be fun. I wouldn't want to take your job though.
Well, hey, you're getting the morning show ego. I like it,
Chris.
Not all of us have it, but there are some that do.
Oh my gosh, Chris! Last hour, Mercedes mentioned something revealing and embarrassing about herself, which kind of comes with doing morning radio. Is there something revealing, embarrassing you'd want to reveal about yourself right now?
You know, I can't really think of anything off the top of my head, because I really don't get embarrassed too often. I'm just kind of like a free, go with it kind of guy. So
you just throw it all out there.
Nothing embarrasses me too much.
Oh, we'll pull that out of you. See, Chris, hang on the line, because we're going to get Stefan. We're going to make this happen. We're going to have Chris join the show one morning so he can say that he's always wanted to do it, and then he finally did it.
Absolutely.
Me, I got seasoned. Chris,
He's gonna season us, so now you're ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and we have the return to the Mix 94.1 Underground Lounge, and we've got one this week with Knox, and got your tickets coming up here in just about 5 minutes on that.
What is something that, after the fact, you were like, nobody told me about this? I signed up for this, and no one said a word about this. I feel like that happens very often when it comes to labor, and Dom is on the phone. Hi, Dom. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. What is it that nobody told you about until you found out on your own?
I didn't know that you could be in labor that long, for sure, on Pitocin, which is very painful.
So you just had a baby, and how long were you in labor for?
I was in labor in total for 33 hours.
Oh. 33 hours.
Oh, ouch. And they induced you with Pitocin, and you were still in labor for that long?
So I wasn't induced. I was actually considered ruptured. My water broke at home, but not fully. So I had to have Pitocin to speed up the process.
Oh, my goodness. You poor thing. 33 hours. And afterwards, you were like, why didn't anybody tell me about this?
Yeah, I looked at my boyfriend. I was like, I don't think I can do this again.
what's an average labor? Like a couple hours? Longer than a day seems like a long time to me.
Yeah, a few of my friends I talked to were like, oh, it was like a few hours. Not mine.
I don't want to say anything because, Dom, you worked hard, and I'm sure it was worth it in the end. I was induced both times. And first I was induced at, like, I'd say like 10, 11, and then I had her at 5 in the morning. And then the second time I was induced at like 3 or 4, and I had her at like 9:30 at night. So,
okay.
Yeah. So it was like, I'd say 6 hours. I don't know what's average. It's different for everyone. But Dom, I welcome to the club, first of all. It's a great club to be in, the mom club. 33 hours is a lot. But I just feel like, you know what? That means that you worked extra hard and it was extra worth it, don't you think?
Right, and it's like you're supposed to be induced, so I'm like, I'll take the 33 hours.
Congratulations, Dom. What is the thing that they did not tell you about that you, and maybe it has to do with pregnancy or labor or being a parent or something completely different? 702-364-9400.
She goes in on a Friday morning, and here we are Saturday night, finally the baby arrives. And would you hold that over your child's head? I was in labor with you for 33 hours. You can wait for me as I'm running a couple minutes late.
You know what? I would say yes, but you don't. Like, you will forget all of that. You will honestly forget all the bad stuff that happened, all the bad feelings, all the pain. At least I did. I forgot about all that, because once that baby is there, you're just like, what bad happened? I had no
idea.
It's a gift.
Yeah, it's a special moment.
Stuff. But it is something, if you're that type of person, you could hold over someone's head. For sure.
33 hours. That's wild.
Did you have anything that you were like, hey, how come nobody told me about this before I signed up?
Let me see.
It's like when you offer to help someone move, and you're
gosh.
Like, oh, man, I didn't realize I had to be at your beck and call for the next 24 hours. I just thought I'd move one dresser or something.
I had a truck for a couple of years, and that was the only blessing was it was a smaller truck. It wasn't a big truck.
Oh, you couldn't take the big stuff?
Yeah, so people are like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? I'm like, it's a small truck. I'm like, oh, never mind.
I'll take your clothes. That's it.
That's it. One trip and done. Coming up here, we do have those tickets for you to join us in our listener lounge with Knox. That's coming up in about 2 minutes. It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes the Morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have Carissa on the phone. Hi, Carissa, you're caller 20.
Woo!
Let's do this. Let's make you a winner. Joining us in our live listener lounge with Knox, and we need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Leap Day, Blue Moon, Sack of Potatoes, Thrift Store, or Tooth Fairy?
Let's go with Sack of Potatoes.
Sack of Potatoes it is. February is Potato Lovers Month. So these are all foods that have potatoes in them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
I'm going to go with you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Carissa, you got 60 seconds on that clock. You get 6 correct, and you're going to go see Knox in our lounge. You start now.
This is a side when you have a hamburger.
fries.
Yes.
Fries.
This is a side for breakfast with your...
hash browns.
Yes. This is... You put gravy on these?
Mashed potatoes.
Yes. This is like... You might have this for Hanukkah. And put like... applesauce with
sweet
it.
Potato?
No.
Let's pass.
This is a type of way to make them, and they're like sliced very thin, and they have like cheese on them.
Scalloped potatoes.
Yes. This is a Canadian dish with gravy and cheese on top of fries.
Oh, cheese and grits?
No, let's pass it. You would have this with salsa. You would have what? Yes. This is, you get these at Sonic as a side instead of French fries.
Yes.
Woo! You got it. Nice job, Carissa.
Thank you so much.
Carissa, you're all set. You guys had time to spare, by the way?
We did. I was getting nervous. We passed on a couple, but we got it.
Yeah. You did a great job on it. Carissa, you're all set with two passes to the exclusive Knox Listener Lounge. It's happening here at the radio station on Thursday. So congratulations.
Oh, she says thank you.
Thank you.
On hold.
She's on hold. She says thank you. Now, next hour, we got your lunch covered. We have a gift card, a $50 gift card for you to Capriotti's. Get a lot of bobbies with that. That's coming up around 9:40. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. When you got together with that special someone, did they try to change you? I think women get a bad rap, like that we always want to change you into what we want you to be. But there's something that initially is attracting us to you about who you are as a person, unless you're putting on some sort of an act or something. But that whole theory is just the stereotype, at least, is being reinforced with the story we were talking about today and how Travis Kelce, he is being changed by Taylor, according to the British tabloids. And I don't buy it, but I guess that she gave him $500,000 so that he could step up his wardrobe, that she likes his style. But, you know, now that he's a bigger celebrity, that he needs to elevate his game a little bit. Also saying that she's banned him from going to strip clubs. I guess she was wearing he was wearing a Crazy Horse t-shirt at one point, and she saw this and like, no, we're not going to do that anymore.
He could just be wearing the shirt. Maybe he didn't go to the strip club. Maybe he just likes the shirt. It's comfortable. Some t-shirts is really comfortable, and it's a comfortable shirt for him to wear. We don't know that he went to Crazy Horse to buy it. Maybe he got it at a thrift shop.
Do you believe that? Or are
no,
you
I'm just throwing stuff out there. Just throwing stuff out there.
Usually, if I'm wearing a shirt that says someplace, I've probably been
You were in that spot to buy the shirt.
Mm-hmm. But anything can happen. Do you ever feel like your significant other's trying to change you at all?
I don't, but I have been in relationships where they have suggested clothing ideas, and I have followed their lead. There was a girl that I dated here in Las Vegas in the late 90s, and just a wonderful, awesome girl. But she would buy me some shirts and stuff, and I would wear them because I thought they were cool, and she liked them. And they were leopard print. And I go back to some of our radio station photos from back in the day where I have, like, this leopard print collar, and I've got a leopard print shirt. Now, maybe that was the style back then. I'm not sure, but it was only because of her that I was wearing their shirts. Like, I wouldn't have bought them on my own, but there was her influence why I was wearing their shirts.
Leopard print is timeless. It's always it. I don't know about for you specifically, but it's always it.
So okay, okay.
How did someone try to change you? What did they do? Did it work? Did you go with the change? Did you like the change? Was it for the better? Kim, good morning. What happened with you?
Oh, my goodness. So I was with this guy, and at first it was, oh, you would look better in this, and changing my style. I'm more of a jeans and tee type of girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he started buying my clothes and it's stuff that I wouldn't wear. So I'm like, oh, it's cute, you know, trying to be nice. And then it got to, oh, I bet your hair would look really great like this. So I'm like, okay, let's try it. I see the signs, but I'm like, you know what? Whatever, I don't, like, I'm just, maybe I need a new look.
You want to be open to it, and you want to be attractive to that person, but when they try to change everything about you, it's like, okay, why am I here?
Yeah.
I'm not your doll. Kim, did you end up going with all those recommendations?
I did. I tried them out, and then it got to saying that I had too many tattoos. I'm like, okay, see, now that's something I can't change.
Yeah, it's not easy to change.
I mean, if you don't like my tattoos, they're stuck on me. So I just
literally feel like your train changed me permanently the way you want it, and I'm not like that. I'm sorry.
And
you
so
gotta go.
That didn't end up good. You're done there?
I was done, and everything he bought me as clothes-wise and stuff went with him.
Oh, man. At least maybe there's someone out there at the thrift shop that's taking advantage of some of those nice items of clothing in JC's leopard print shirt.
And Travis Kelce, soon to be Crazy Horse 3,
yes,
t-shirts
exactly.
There as well.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
After states legalize the sale of marijuana for recreational use, on-the-job injuries have risen among younger workers.
Oh.
Yeah, that's according to new research. They show that recreational marijuana sales were associated with a 10% increase in workplace injuries among individuals that are between the ages of 20 and 34.
It just opened up here in Las Vegas, the first cannabis lounge. We go inside and just kind of smoke and do your thing. I see. I shouldn't have said we. They did.
I was like, really?
Yeah, we did. Laura and I made some investments and it's open. But yeah, just opened up over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. They're not allowed to serve alcohol, though. It's only
weed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, it doesn't, if that's what you do, that doesn't bother me as long as, you know, just like alcohol, as long as it doesn't affect me, as long as you're not, like, when you drink, don't be, like, obnoxious and drunk in front of me and do something to me. Same thing with weed, although it's very rare that you're obnoxious.
Yeah, it's a little bit vibe. Yeah, more chill.
My husband's uncle, he has a card for medical marijuana, and I actually prefer when he has smoked it because he does it for like health reasons. Mm-hmm. I think there's a reasoning behind it with his, he has some stomach issues. And then I just notice a change in his personality when he does it. And I was like, oh man, I wish he would go smoke. Cause he gets like irritable when he's not. And so there's some people that it's like, yeah, please.
It's good for them.
Do what you got to do.
Well, especially I think for pain management too. If he's in pain for whatever reason, then he's able to smoke and that pain is gone. That's just going to change his mindset. So
for
good
sure.
For him.
Did you hear about these Florida man games that happened over the weekend?
What are these?
Okay. So there's this, they did the first ever Florida man games, and it's basically, people doing Florida type things. It was a huge success. It's the Olympics for Florida people, basically. The events include a mullet contest, a mud duel with pool noodles, and an evading arrest obstacle course where actual cops chase people down. Do you think you could evade a police officer?
I don't think I think I could give them a good run for their money, but they would eventually get me. I think I would take off on foot, have a couple moves, and their persistence would take me down.
There's absolutely no way I could. There's no way. I'd just be like, sorry. So it's not clear how many fans ultimately showed up. Tickets cost around $50. They were expecting over like 5,000 people. The best quote was from this guy named James Gordon, who won the barbecue pork and sausage speed eating contest. He said, "I've lived in Florida my whole life. They're calling these events, but I'm calling this freaking Tuesday afternoon." The only real issue was there was no women's division. The only event for women was a Florida ma'am pinup contest. I don't know what that is. One of the judges at the games was a lady by the name of Lori Fetrick, who played Ice on American Gladiators. Do you remember that show?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
She suggested they add an actual event for the ladies next year or just have a separate Florida women's games. If they had like Nevada games, what would we have for competitions here?
Something with carrying that. What did the tourists have that yard long thing of alcohol?
The yardstick.
Yeah, a booze. Carrying that.
Getting from point A to point B without using your signal to switch lanes.
Just drive, yeah.
Yeah, that would be a big one, I think.
The something like dodging the cones that are in the street, construction cones that are everywhere.
That would be a tough one, too. I don't know if it... I mean, I've hit those cones quite a few times.
Oh, they're all over the place. Look at the window right now. There's some right there right now. You cannot escape those things.
Finally, this morning, this is pretty cool. There's a girl who is a standout soccer player for the University of Pittsburgh. Her name's Ellie Breach. And she was just recognized during a basketball game for using her CPR skills that she learned from a campaign that was initiated by Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So this happened. She saved her father's life, and she showed the importance of CPR training. Her dad said this was a dire situation. He was effectively dead before his daughter's intervention, and he suffered, you know, a cardiac arrest. And because the University of Pittsburgh students, they were required to become CPR certified after everything that happened with DeMar Hamlin during that Monday night football game. He became an advocate for emergency training, and through that program, the University of Pittsburgh students had to become CPR trained. And because she was able to save her father's life.
I got a CPR question for you, and tell me what you do in this situation. This happened to a friend of mine a couple weeks ago. He's in a men's hockey league. He's playing ice hockey, and he has a heart attack. His heart stops working. Collapses on the ice. He's fine now, but they administer CPR for 8 minutes to keep him alive and get him to the hospital where he survived everything, and he's going to be fine. But they're doing the CPR on the ice, and no one in this league has his wife's phone number. So they call my other buddy to say, hey, this is Frank with Eddie's ice hockey league. Eddie collapsed on the ice. He's not breathing. We're giving CPR. We need his wife's phone number to let her know we're taking him to the hospital. So my buddy gives him the wife's phone number. And then my buddy goes back to bed.
Wait, what?
So they called my one buddy collapsed.
He just goes to sleep?
Yeah, so they called my one other friend to get my buddy's wife's phone number to let him know, hey, your husband collapsed on the ice. We gave him CPR. We're taking him to the ER. You need to get down here. So they didn't have his wife's phone number, so they called my one buddy to get the phone number. My buddy is sleeping, gives him the phone number to his wife, then hangs up the phone and goes back to bed.
Do you think he should have got up and
called? That's what he said. I'm like, dude, you should have gone to the hospital. Like, that's not a go-back-to-bed call. That's a you give the number to the wife, and then you go to the hospital as well. And he's like, oh, maybe I should have. He went back to bed, woke up the next morning, and thought it was a dream.
Okay, so at first I was, like, kind of, like, appalled. But the more I think about it, they usually only allow family in there. So what would the point be for him to get up, go there, to be turned away? They're like, sorry, only family. Okay, and then turn back around.
I think you still
go. I kind of feel like get a good night's sleep and then visit him in the morning.
He had taken an Ambien, too, and he thought it was a dream.
Oh, then do not let him drive with the Ambien. No way.
He woke up in the morning and was like, did Eddie die or what? Did I just dream this thing?
I would have thought it was just a weird dream. I wouldn't have believed it.
It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for you to be the judge. It's time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation you want us to tackle, send us an email, DM us, reach out on social, however you want, and we'll read it. We'll get some feedback on it, too. You can also call us with your opinion right now on this one here at 702-364-9400.
And this comes from Laura, and Laura writes, hey, Mercedes and JC, hope this email catches you in the midst of a great day. I've been listening to the show for the past 3 years, and I think you two nail it with your advice, especially during the Jerk or Justified segment. So here's the deal. I've been dating Nick for over a year, and things are pretty sweet, except for one thing. His fam keeps calling me Lisa. And yeah, you guessed it, that's his ex's name. I've tried to brush it off, but it stings every time. Nick has mentioned it to them, but they keep slipping up. He says they're just scatterbrained and not trying to be rude, but like, come on, it's kind of a big deal, right? I've asked Nick to talk with him again, but he's all, chill, babe. Just correct him gently. Am I being a jerk for wanting him to put his foot down, or should I just let it slide and keep correcting them myself? Help a sister out. Can't wait to hear your take on this during the show. Signed, Laura.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400 is our number. She keeps being referred to as Lisa instead of Laura by the family. They've been together for a year. My question is, I try to believe in the good in people and that people wouldn't do that purposely. And that they are just slipping up. But, like, I wonder how much time she spends with them. If it's like they've met each other once or twice in the
good
last
point,
year,
yeah.
Then I kind of understand, like, maybe they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. But if you see them a lot and they keep doing that, then I think there may be something more to it. What do you guys think? Let's talk to Paola. Paola, good morning. What's your take?
Good morning. I think that is nothing but disrespectful. She is so justified in asking for them to say her name.
Yeah, you're always justified in correcting and saying, hey, this is the deal. This is my name. But do you think they're doing it on purpose or do you think that they're just really screwing up?
I think partially it's on purpose. I think subconsciously they may prefer the ex, and they're subliminally letting her know that.
If that's the case, that's harsh. I definitely think the boyfriend should, hopefully has said something by now. They've been dating for over a year, but I don't think there's any harm in him going back and saying, hey, mom and dad, just a reminder, this is Laurie. Keep saying Lisa. Please be conscious of what you're saying when you're around her. And maybe we'll try even better, but I think every time Laura is with them and they say Lisa, she's got to say, Laura, by the way, and he's got to do the same thing. Guys, that's Laura. Come on.
I would start making a joke out of it. I'm like, man, you guys must have really loved his ex because you keep calling me by her name and, like, have fun with it. Mm-hmm. I just think of my mom. She still gets my name wrong. And she's my mom. So I'm trying to think, like, their parents, they're older. Well, he says family. I don't know. Maybe it's, like, brothers and sisters, too. But
oh, yeah. Good. Yeah, it's a good point.
Paola, thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Roseanne. Roseanne, what do you think?
I think that to count her blessings, he doesn't say Lisa during their fun times.
Oh, do they? At least he's getting the name right. Yeah, then we would really have a
then
problem.
Then he's definitely a jerk.
Rhonda, good morning. It's Jerk or Justified. What do you think?
I think he's justified. Sometimes it's just a mistake. My brother's been dating this girl for 9 years, and his wife before her, who passed away, looked a lot like her. So there's about 8 of us in our family, and to this day, 9 years later, all of us, every once in a while, call her by the wrong name. And it's not intentional. It's just they look alike. And he spent so many years with his other wife to have 3 kids that, you know, it just comes out.
It's just like force of habit. It's like, I did not mean for that to happen. And you mean no disrespect. And when you catch yourself, are you like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Yes, we are. And like I said, it's not just me. It's my brother and my sister and my dad even. Because him and his wife were together for 12 years. And now him and this other lady, who is a very nice lady, we all like her very much. They've been together 9 years. But they look so much alike, you just forget.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Thank you, Rhonda. We just got a text here. She should wear name tags every time she goes to their house. This one says, I think she should accidentally slip up and call him by her ex's name every time her family calls her by his ex's name. And then this one says, my ex and I were together for 15 years. He is the father of my children, and his mother would call me by his ex's name on purpose, even after we had been together for so long. She is justified to correct them every time they say the wrong name. I think you should just really throw them for a loop. Next time they call you the wrong name, I would say, like, don't forget, it's Evelyn. My name's Evelyn. Then they'll be like, wait what? What's happening?
Then that's the one they get locked in and start calling her Evelyn all the time. We love it when you send in a situation for Jerk or Justified. We also love getting updates on your situation. So, Laura, keep us posted. You can submit your Jerk
her or... Her name's Lisa.
I'm just kidding. I had to double check before I said it. Laura, keep us posted on everything. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We've got your lunch covered later on this hour. 9:40, we have a gift card for you to Capriati's.
It's amazing how the cost of things adds up. And you kind of found out a little bit about that over the weekend.
I was blown away. We've got our friend Molly on the phone here. She's about to share something. When it comes to the cost of raising kids and kids that are involved in activities, sports, after-school activities, she just enrolled her 2 kids into karate. And wait till you hear what the cost is for karate.
Let's hear it. What's going on? Hey, Molly, what's up?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you're thinking, oh, this will be a fun activity for them, and they'll have fun, get some exercise, and then it's time to pay, and then what happens?
So, I mean, I'm a small business owner. I get it. There's overhead. There's all these things. But so you go sign up, and they're like, all right, $2.99 to get started. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. Then $200 a month. So by the time you do it for 2 kids, you're $1,000.
Oh, my gosh. $200 a month?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
2 boys doing karate, $2.99 sign-up fee. I thought if someone would say to me, I'm going to enroll my kid in karate, I'm thinking you buy the outfit that you need, the gi or whatever the outfit is that they wear. You need the outfit?
That's included in that, but yeah.
Okay. But to have $1,000 for 2 kids doing karate, that's nuts.
Oh, man. I don't even want to say a word right now. I just want to keep my mouth shut because you wait, Molly. You think that's bad. Wait until they want to start doing, like, travel tournaments. And
oh, I know. They also are in baseball and basketball. Even like Little League sign up nowadays is $350. I think it's like 8 games.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it adds up just to keep your kids in sports. My daughter is going to Orlando this week for a tournament.
Uh-oh.
Orlando, Florida. Flying there. Going a day early so they can check out the theme parks.
No!
And I can't go because I got to work.
Yeah.
And so my husband, he did rearranged his schedule so he could take her. So it's the two of them flying across the country, hotel for 4 days.
Uh-huh.
A theme park day. The actual tournament. Oh, yeah. Well, we signed her up for club volleyball, and I wouldn't even put... I will not even say out loud.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
I'd say once the season is said and done with uh-huh. tournaments and everything, we spend about that.
Whoa.
When it's all said and done.
Whoa.
Yeah. So have fun, kids.
I just didn't realize, though, karate, $1,000 a month.
I know.
And then the travel volleyball. That's 12 months of karate. It's wild, but it's worth it, right? The memories?
They have a great time. They have a great time. But you always have that to hold over their head when the attitude comes. Do you know what I play for your volleyball? No attitude. Take the trash out.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Monday. Thanks so much for joining us. Hey, if you missed any part of the show, you can always download our podcast. It's easy. Just go wherever you get your podcasts. We will be there. You can also download the Odyssey app and listen there. Or just go to the website, mix941.fm. J-Love is on the way next. And right now it's time for the line of the day.
Well, Mercedes wasn't sure she should share an embarrassing story, so I had her tell the story in 12 seconds. That way, if she had regrets, we could hit the delay button and dump out on the conversation. Go.
When I was a kid and I was swimming and I wore my bathing suit, I would go to the bathroom, but I wouldn't pull down my bathing suit because I thought it's just a bathing suit. It'll go right through.
Oh, you still have some time. I think that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. Yep, too late now.
Of course, you know, number one. But I'm like...
The thought of number two didn't even come in my mind, just so you know.
Yeah, I definitely have some regrets on revealing that, but what can you do? What's done is done.
Exactly, and some people can relate to it. Also, too, quick side note, you got beat and beat Mercedes today.
I can't believe
wow.
it. I mean, I'm so happy for him.
$4,000? $4,000 diamond pendant.
Diamond pendant from Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. Cannot wait to see what that baby looks
yeah.
like. So we're going to start fresh next Monday. It's going to be fun.
And that'll do it for show number 2011 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.